Hey, Yahoo Sports, Mark Spears is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. Love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Of course, our segment is being powered by Universal Fluid Services. And the Cavs, I mean, they've come out defensively. They dictated the game in the first quarter. They've done a great job, Mark, setting the tone defensively. And they've played with just a lot of persistence and tenacity. They've really set the tone defensively, and that's been key, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think it's I blame the Warriors more than I blame the Cavaliers, and that's not to say that they're not playing great defense, but I think where the Warriors have trouble is they just think they're too good. They're almost kind of cocky. They think they could just walk in and outscore everybody and beat everybody, and then most nights they can, but this team is smarter than that, so... You know, this series reminds me a lot of the Memphis series, you know, where Memphis was able to slow it down, get them to play half court, get them to rush shots, take home run shots, and get them to struggle. And it seems to me like the Warriors are – you know what, I'll tell you this story, and this is way unrelated. But
okay, come on, Mark.
I was in Beijing during the 2008 Olympics. And I went and saw Serena Williams and Venus Williams play doubles, right? They're playing some Slavobic country. I don't know who they're playing. Playing these two girls from some small European country. And the two women won the first set. And through that first set, you know, Serena and Venus were just messing around, toying around. And it wasn't until they, like, lost that they decided to take it serious. And boom, 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 it's over. And that's how the Warriors are. They don't take anything serious until they get a punch. And they got a punch. So now I still think they're the better team. I still think their offense, if it's on fire, is something that even LeBron can't counter. And if they lose, I think the smarter team won, not the better team. The more prepared, the hungrier team won. So, to me, I think the Warriors need to be more focused, not be as cocky. And perhaps if they were that way, then the series would be a lot different.
Well, you talk about changing their disposition, their approach to the game. But what about as far as paint attacks? I mean, they love to stroke it from outside, but they've got to get that penetration, don't they?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's where, like, David Lee is key. All the guys that are playing... Like Bogut, obviously something's not wrong there. They're a perimeter team. And when you push David Lee away and when you push Spates away, I think it takes a lot of the inside scoring out. So, you know, it forces you to rely. And that was a good thing about when, you know, look, Draymond Green's had a fantastic year. He's going to make big money. But the one thing the Warriors lost by kind of like putting cobwebs on David Lee was a balance in inside scoring. Somebody that Steph could do a pick and roll with, and also somebody that could do a little jump hook. Make them honest. Make them have to respect the inside game. They don't have to now because they know a jump shot is coming a lot of times. So I do think for the Warriors to be successful in this series, David Lee has to play an instrumental part. And I think in game three, the Warriors learned that.
Hey, you're listening to the voice of Mark Spears from Yahoo Sports, and I think back to Game 3. LeBron James posts just a beautiful stat line, 40 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. What kind of defensive adjustments, how do you minimize his effectiveness? How do you at least slow him down? I mean, he's going to get his stats, but where he's not going off for 40.
But you know what? I don't know that that matters. I think he's going to get his, but it's... The Warriors are still capable of scoring 110 on any given night. I don't think the Cavs, even with LeBron James, is hot, can do that. Mm-hmm. Not without Kyrie, not without Kevin Love. They're not a 100-point team. And so, to me, the importance is not stopping LeBron. It's getting their offense rolling, getting that thing to be like what we saw that was beautiful in the regular season, where any given night they'd have 120. If you could keep the Warriors under 100, you'll beat them. But if their offense is rolling, there's nobody in the NBA that could beat them, LeBron included. So to me, it's a lot on the Warriors. I mean, look, Cavs are playing great defense. LeBron's going to score his points. But the Warriors' offense gets rolling, there's nothing in this universe that could stop it. And they got to figure that out to make it consistent.
Well, both of these teams are extremely well coached. Your thoughts on the job that Steve Kerr, what kind of job that he's been doing in terms of the execution and the X's and O's and the adjustments?
You know, I think people probably question him about the David Lee situation, and perhaps they could have, you know, figured out a way to get more confidence in him when he came back from injury. But for the most part, I mean, he's done a fantastic job. You know, Mark Jackson built the foundation. I think he built the house. He had earned these guys respect from the beginning. I have heard not one word. Usually through the course of the season, there was some complaining about the head coach. I've heard nothing off season. They love him. They think he's doing a fantastic job. They respect him. And I think he'll be the head coach of this team for a long time. Be interesting to see, you know, who he replaces Alvin Gentry with. I think Alvin will be a great loss to the Pelicans, but Steve Kerr is going to be here for a long time.
Okay, so Steve Kerr, what about David Blatt? Has he earned the trust, the confidence of LeBron James?
Man, that's a question that only LeBron James can answer.
Come on, Mark. You got the inside
and
scoop.
That's one player that I do not have. He knows, and his circle knows. He keeps everything to his vest. I think if they win a championship, it'll be very, very hard to fire Blatt. It wouldn't make sense to fire Blatt. If they lose, who knows what the city reaction will be? Because I think if they end up losing this series, then he'd end up being a scapegoat. He'd be the guy that would take the most bullets no matter what happened. But it seems ridiculous that that is even a thought, considering all the injuries that they've had. I know LeBron is great, but David Blatt has done a masterful coaching job to lose three starters, basically two all-stars, to be a first-year NBA coach, to have all this turmoil, to have all this roster change, and to be in the finals. To me, it's just laughable to think that his job could be in jeopardy. But, you know, such is the NBA and such is the power of the players.
Do you think David Blatt is the guy, that the rookie coach, that's facing the most pressure out of this?
Yeah, because he has LeBron. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have LeBron James, no matter who's hurt, as long as LeBron's not hurt, the pressure is going to be strong on you. And there's always going to be this, you know, it's kind of a little ways reminds me of when Spoelstra first got that job in Miami. Like, we forget how disrespected he was at the beginning. How nobody thought he was any good, and, you know, he wasn't Pat Riley, and he wasn't Van Gundy, and now he's respected coach in the league that we expect to be coaching Miami for a long time. You know, we'll see if Black gets to that, but, you know, he wasn't LeBron's guy. LeBron decided to come in after. I don't know why Cleveland felt the need to hire a coach before. I guess they felt like for summer league purposes they needed it, but if they thought they had any shot to get LeBron, they should have waited to hire a coach. So that's just going to be one of the intriguing storylines as the series continues.
Okay, we're getting ready to wrap it up. Mark Spears with Yahoo Sports has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you as we get ready to close out, give us your take on the performance of Matthew Dellavedova. I mean, how do you explain how effective he has been throughout this series and just the difference that he has made, Mark?
You know what? I'm happy for the kid. You know, somebody was asking me the other day, you know, me living in the Bay, did I ever go watch him play? I told him, not really. Like, I mean, it's St. Mary's. Like, 15-minute drive from my apartment. But, I mean, I typically only worry about guys that, you know, are going to be lottery picks. Like, I went and saw Damian Lillard's workout, you know. I'm sure I'll be at Cal this year to see their two superstar freshmen. But, you know, I saw Dellavedova on TV. I watched some St. Mary's games, and I thought he was a good, scrappy player. But I could have never guessed this, you know. It's amazing what he's been able to do, but he's a fighter. He demands respect. He has confidence in himself. He's a hard worker who watches a lot of film. And he got an opportunity, and he ran with it. And so, to me, he's a testament to anybody who, you know, thinks they got long odds against him. If you really work hard and fight, you can succeed. And I really think he has an amazing motivational story that a lot of people need to take heed to.
Always one of our favorites, Mark Spears from Yahoo Sports, breaking it down. You got to follow him online, has some great work. And thanks, Mark. Enjoy the series. Of course, it's Friday night, but we'll be looking forward to things getting underway on Sunday. Cleveland at Golden State. Thank you so much.
All right, take care now.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight. We're going to get into some MLB news and notes straight ahead.